Well, Ben Fisher, how are things in Silver City?
Never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment as we kick off Memorial Day weekend in the upcoming days. Let's talk about some things that are happening in the Silver City area. Is it bad news when this particular story, Opportunity High School, is going to be closing?
That is correct. Opportunity High School has become a cornerstone of the educational system here in Grant County over the last few decades. It's a separate high school from, but inside the Silver Consolidated School District, and it's a place where it's become kind of a refuge for a lot of students, at-risk students, teen parents, pregnant teens, and others who just never found a place in the more mainstream schools. They were at risk of dropping out. They found their home there, and so they certainly think it is bad news. About a dozen alumni, current students, parents, teachers from the school all gathered outside to protest the move outside of the board meeting Monday night.
So the move is they're going to close and they're going to merge it with a regular high school?
That's correct. The Silver Consolidated School District has seen continued population drop over the last few years, and with the funding formula from the state, that means less and less money. And the district says that they looked at every option, and that the decision to close Opportunity High School and merge that program inside the actual building at Silver High School saves the most money without impacting students much. The big concern from a lot of people is that, these kids left Silver High or Cobre for a reason, and a lot of that has to do with bullying. A lot of that has to do with relationships within Silver High. So to return them to that environment has caused a great deal of concern.
Let's move on to some local good news. Virus Theater Group, they're having their inaugural season.
Their inaugural repertory season, yes. Virus Theater has made a big name for itself in the area over the last 20 years. They have, periods of hiatus, but they come back with a bang. And this year's no different. They decided late last year that they wanted to try out a repertory format for this year. And so they'll have four performances throughout the year, and then in the fall we will have a fall festival with Virus Theater, where all four of those shows will be going on more or less simultaneously for about a week and a half. The first of those productions is called A Weasel in the Hen House, or Ladies of Peril, a melodrama. And it's the set and the characters are pretty familiar for an 1800s tale in Grant County. And it's promised to be a lot of fun. They had their first showing this last weekend, and they will have one each weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for the next 3 weeks.
Okay, let's move on to Christine, who is following up on a story. Actually, not following up on a story, reporting on the Silver City Police Chief retiring.
That's correct, Edmundo. Longtime Silver City Police Chief Ed Reynolds announced his retirement at the Silver City Town Council meeting Tuesday night. His last day will be the 25th of this month. He obviously has some time accrued, and he'll be on the books for some time afterwards. A young police chief was named, Fred Portillo. He was a captain. He's just 30 years old. He was named interim chief. Alex Brown, the town manager, and Chief Reynolds will be on a committee that will look to do a nationwide search for a new police chief for the town of Silver City.
Okay, let's move on to candidate forums.
Yes, we are holding them for magistrate judge, former police lieutenant, New Mexico State Police Lieutenant Robert McDonald is challenging longtime magistrate judge Division I Maureen Laney. That coverage was in our paper this week, and we'll have coverage of the Grant County Sheriff's Candidate Forum, where we have three Democrats vying for the position, and then after the primary, obviously, we'll have another one with the Republican and Democrat winner.
It is Memorial Day weekend. Are you ready for some blues?
Yes. Let's enjoy Silver City. The best of Silver City has to offer. The Blues Fest kicks off Friday night. Lots of different performers. We've got local, regional, some Louisiana blues, Memphis blues, local performer C.W. Ion. It's the 23rd year for the festival. It's been challenging for the Arts Council to continue it, so they're really looking for some good support, and we're hoping people come out, enjoy the festival, and enjoy all that Silver City has to offer this Memorial Day weekend.
Okay, Christine, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. Bye-bye.